Diversity Cornwall's 10th Annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamoureux Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on cfrc.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. You might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bend, hope there's always a breakfast at the end. I get through with this. I get through with this. I get through with this.
Well, we're cracking up jokes, mopping up yolks, starting to feel like pretty fine folk. No need to talk much in the woozy spaces, cause there's understanding on a boozy face. Littered with
with jams and creamers. The booth is tight packed with tight face beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and our breakfast
Good morning, everyone. It's DJ Overeasy here, and this is Making Bacon, and it is a beauty of a Saturday morning out there. It's super sunny. It's going to be hot, but right now it's nice and cool. It was just even a little bit too cool to put on shorts and expose the toothpicks to the morning breeze. So it's beautiful out there today. I hope you're doing well, and hope you have some both exciting and relaxing, if that's possible. Let's say fulfilling. Let's hope you have a fulfilling Saturday all planned, because it's a good one. And there's always lots going on in Kingston. You know what it's like. It is gorgeous. We live in a little mecca of privilege, and there's just fun and food and entertainment at every turn. It is amazing. So thank you. Thank you for taking some of your time to join me this morning, and I will hope not to let you down. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm doing mostly this morning. I got a few songs queued up, but had some fun this week, and so I have a couple interesting little things I want to try to play. Let's get into it. Let's see. So last Sunday, in the evening, I went down to Mizuki to see Quentin Caudry. And Mizuki, yeah. So Quentin, he's going to be playing, I guess he may have one more Friday, plays acoustic down at the Toucan, but my oldest daughter, Lola, grew up with Quentin, and so I went down, and as I was standing there, and he was playing, ironically, Lola had FaceTime me, or whatever it's called, from Australia. So I flipped the phone around, and she got to watch Quentin play for a little while, and then because I'm standing there holding a phone with somebody watching him on the phone, I was like, it's Lola. And he was like, oh, hey, Lola. And so I made everybody say hi to Lola. So that was great. And then on Monday, I had dinner with a birthday dinner with Hattie, my daughter. We went to Olave and had some delicious, delicious food. And she hasn't, being a Gen Zer, and you know, she's not a foodie, I guess is what I'm trying to say. She hasn't been to a bunch of so-called fancy restaurants and tried all that stuff. So, yeah, we had a lovely time. It was absolutely amazing. So thank you to anyone out there from Olivier. And rest of the week, just kind of taking it easy. Did yoga three times down at the yoga shack. Oh, yeah. Everybody, if you want to do yoga, this is the place. It's just down past the Elmster, just around the corner from the Elm Cafe off of Montreal Street. And, Surf Shack Yoga. It's really, really super cool there because it's Frank Ryan's white family, whole family, who has started that surf shack, and it is an amazing community little addition. over just south of Skeleton Park there. So check it out. Check it out, definitely. Oh, actually, I briefly saw Frank. He was performing, excuse me, on the rooftop patio at Jack Astor's Thursday. And I do believe he does that periodically on Thursdays. Follow him along on social media there on Frank Ryan. So you can see. But missed his music. He was just finishing up. I had a drink with him. And then we went down to the Toucan to see a couple young bands. They were really cool. Wygo. I'll play one of those, one of their songs later. It's I'm not going to say it's heavy. It's like it's kind of like an introspective metal. So it's not metal because, oh, I'm going to give you some metal. Woo! I'm going to get your iron levels in your blood just over the charts because I got my LP, my vinyl LP, from a guy in town who does incredible things. Armillary Sphere is the name of the album. Armillary Picks is the name of his Instagram. And his name is Colin Andrew. And Colin is super awesome. Super awesome. So I'll talk more about Colin later. And then after Wygo, I'm looking at my t-shirt because I'm wearing it here. Jacob Barber Melody Machine. It's the Melody Machine part. I forgot. So super fun time. DJ Over Easy, or that's me. DJ Tangent. And I were down at the Toucan, and I got to hang out and have fun and dance with one of my favorite friends around town. And these guys, so I have both a little 45 from Jacob Barber that I'll put on the turntable after. And he had a cassette that he was selling. So he's got this little paper cover that's cutely made with the cassette in that. It was like this brown cassette, and he's taken it or someone has taken it and written on it with a gold marker. So it's been one that they've made themselves. It is so cool. So I'm actually going to throw that on too. Well, because I don't think I've ever played a tape in here in the studio. So, Buskers was last weekend, and I have a really fun special treat from that I'll share. I won't bother getting into it because I'm sure you guys are starting to get sick of listening to me. So, Oscar Evans, my buddy Oscar Evans, he keeps releasing more music. New release just the other day from his... it's a single called Listen Here, and it was from, I believe, the recordings that they did at Wolf Island here. So let's get it in. Oscar Evans, new release, brand spanker, Listen Here. Thank you, Oscar, for doing such an amazing job. And that, of course, is the Surfra Jets. I'm pronouncing it for DJ Townsend, Surfra Jets. Surfra Jets. Because apparently I mispronounce it all the time. So that was a little ditty called Clam Chowder. And you know that the Surfra Jets love clam chowder. So here I am. I'm sitting here looking at stuff. I was daydreaming, looking at the thing spin around. So getting a little bit better at that was from the vinyl. I've got some more vinyl to share with you this morning. I had to bring in my own little portable light so I could actually see and cue up some of the songs, because I do believe that last time I was not up to the standards that I would like to provide for you fine people out there on your Saturday morning, because the last thing you need to hear is more bumbling, idiotic white men out there, because there's lots of them on the radios these days. Not on CFRC, not on CFRC, on the news, of course, I'm referring to. All right, I'm going to try something new again. So, yes, very nice. When I went down to Confederation Park, busker time, it was a lovely day. Got out, was just stretching the old legs. So stopped by, of course, the local cannabis supplier, went down to the park, had a seat, enjoyed some of the activities and shops and everything. Oh, I actually ran into a person that I dated 25 years ago who lives in Calgary. That was hilarious. That was fun. But there was this super cool dude who was sitting down under a tree. Excuse me. Australian traveling man and didge era. So this guy had a didgeridoo, a slide didgeridoo. He had a little electronic like a sax. He had a little electronic steel drum. He had all of these things. It was just lovely. Absolutely wonderful. Hey, if you're on TikTok or something, one of my funny ones that I like to watch is there's this dude who just has like a steel drum, and he just goes sits in the middle of like cows' fields and like goats' fields and stuff and starts playing, and the animals come and like stare at him. the things DJ Over Easy does for fun, right? Okay, so anyways, back on track here. So Dig Era. He's traveling all over the world, and he has traveled all over the world. Dave Johnson, soprano sax, keyboard, percussion, wind, Mindy, controller, and slide didge. And he is from Queensland and Tasmania. And there's just a CD. Oh, what? Is this a CD? Anyways. Well, I got a CD queued up. And, okay, so it's this one here. Looks like I will be playing Unanimously Blue. And this isn't it. That little ditty there wasn't it. That was me looking to set up this CD, and so let's try this. Thanks for hanging in there, people, with me. I was let's see there. I don't know, it's not, so we'll just hit play. We'll see what happens. So lovely. Now, and I have no idea how long this will take. It'd probably be like a 10-minute song or something, so I don't know. We'll play this for about the next 10 minutes or that, so enjoy. one CD thing just messes up all the time. So obviously it did the same thing to old DJ Over Easy here. So I threw on the Surfer Jets all queued up here, ready for you to go. I'll do my thing and we'll see you on the flip side. Yeah, and that's the Surfer Jets queued up and saving DJ Over Easy with Spice Up Your Life, that song was called. That was awesome. All right, so we got another CD player here. Let's give this a go here. Dig Era. And let's see. It is playing. I have some sound. Okay, let's hope this time you won't get kicked out of your beautiful lull, your stone Saturday morning stupor with CD skipping. Let's give this a go. All right, DJ Era here. Wasn't that cool? Didge era. Didge era. And that was Unanimously Blue. And that was a track, or that was a CD that I picked up from the individual themselves in Confederation Park when Buskers was going on. So, yeah, love that. Later today, I can go home, throw that on, and do a little bacon. Make some bacon. Hey, this is Making Bacon. What an irony. That was a coincidence. Making Bacon, I'm DJ Overeasy. This is CFRC, and you are a very generous and grateful person for putting up with me on your Saturday morning, trying to stumble my way to bring you interesting and entertaining things. And super exciting news today. If you haven't got something to do today, Sourfest. Is that Daft Brewery? Because this is Nolan Hubbard is going to be playing there all day. Poor guy. It's like an 8-hour shift. I have rarely ever seen this. So he's going to be there. He's going to be entertaining, doing some stuff. I'll probably swing by. I feel like I should make the guy a sandwich or something. He's putting in a full day's work. That's insane. But that's Nolan, man. He is a hardworking dude. And speaking of which, part of a collective, a group called A Little Place Called Aspen. And A Little Place Called Aspen is several individuals, but it also includes Nolan. And they just released yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, might have been Thursday, a new track called Bullet I Dodged, A Little Place Called Aspen. And you can see Nolan Hubbard today at Daft Brewery for Sourfest, music and entertainment and all that fun stuff. So here we go. Bullet I Dodged. That could be a theme song for me. It's so many bullets. Saving that for later. juggling the records was one thing. Adding turntables and CDs to this, I can now see why people got paid to do this. But old DJ Easy isn't over easy here. He doesn't get paid. He just stumbles his way through like an untrained imbecile. So, cassette. I got the cassette. I'm going to give this a try. Jacob Barber's Medley Machine. Okay, and I hit play here. This is on. Let's see what happens. What? Oh, that is weird sounding. That doesn't really sound good. All right. In that case, I have queued up on the turntable our good old friend Bloodshot Bill and his buddy King Kong and Tandoori Nights. Tandoori Nights and Chicken Boulevard. I got the cassette thing playing. Yeah, man, it just doesn't seem to want to play. I'm going to keep farting around with that thing in behind the scenes here, and then let's see. With Bloodshot Bill, take us away. Here we go. It sounds like it's the wrong speed, but it's not. I promise.
Yeah.
transition.
But she got
right, and we are back, and that is... I'm telling you, this is tough for DJ Over Easy, and this is making. I'm not used to trying to do cassettes. I'm just going to end out the hour on a slower pace here. I got to get myself organized and get back on track. Of course, I've got to explain, we ended up hearing Drip House by Elijah... Ezekiel Proctor. And if you remember, they played Spaff, and that was a fictional recreation of a performer during the Depression ages. And the last track we had, or before that, we had some Bloodshot Bill. He played Chicken Boulevard and another track that saved me. The record's way over there, but Bloodshot Bill, you got to check that guy out. He's so cool. And of course, saved me at the end of the hour here, Emily Steele and Polyethylene, because... everybody loves a good tire fire. Yep. And so now we're going to go to the top of the hour here. I'll play a couple promos, those types of things. And then I'm going to try and catch up. I'm going to play a couple songs off of Spotify and then have a real treat for you. We're going to get into our Millery Sphere. So that's right. Get something, get your black t-shirt on, get your headbanging gear ready, and just start to groove around the kitchen. All right, we'll see you on the flip side.
Electropop, new, Canadian, and even local.